protective the scheme is, the development assessment panels are using this little clause to approve what they like. The other aspect about it is that their conflict of interests are significant. I attended one as president of the society where the industry panel member appeared as an architect for an overhyped underpark development, but sat as a decision maker a couple of weeks prior for a similar overhyped and underpark development in the same panel authority area. So the panel members are working property professionals who on one hand stand as an advocate and yet on the other hand stand as a decision maker. It's like saying, a barrister appearing as a barrister and then sitting as a judge that's setting his own legal precedent. It's just extraordinary. And we have met with the previous minister and we have met with the current minister, and we've raised these issues. We've raised them with our local member of parliament. And if they're not addressed, every community newspaper right across the metro area is dealing with these issues.
Yes, they are.
And if the government can't see it, I think they could be a one-term government. This is the biggest issue affecting communities right throughout the metro area.
Paul, I'm going to leave it there for now, and I'm going to take more calls after 9 o'clock too, 1300 222 720. When we come back and before...